thinking about the new name?
You know, I think more than anything, the new sponsor, it's just the commitment to the Jazz, you know, and obviously, you know, a high-level Utah company that we're excited about. But I'm going to wait and reserve the rest of my comments until 2 o'clock. Looking forward to a security system.
Yeah, you have two long East Coast trips. Mm-hmm. Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think of that? And what does it put a premium on you guys?
Playing defense. You know, you got to play defense. And defense travels. So, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to be who we are. And that's what this last week's been about for us is, you know, not rediscovering ourselves, but just reminding ourselves as the preseason has gone on and on who we are and what we need to do to be effective.
What's the bell for, by the way?
Free throws. Okay. Yeah, Coach Brian is, you know, free throw rate and free throw percentage are two things that we're focused on. And so Coach Bryant and some of the guys, that if you ring the bell, it means you hit 25 in a row. Or you can have someone else ring the bell on your behalf. Okay. So,
what did you think of the new lineup that you played in Denver, and is this something that you want to continue?
Yeah, or? You know, I think I'm not sure whether we'll continue or what we'll continue. What we have is, I told the guys this, I mean, there's a premium for our team on selflessness, because one of the things that can make our team special is that we have lots of guys that we can play. We have multiple lineups. We can go, you know, huge or big. We can be, you know, more traditional big. We can be small. We can be big small. You know, you name it, we have a personnel that can do it. But that only is effective if guys understand that it's about the team more than it is them. And I think, we have guys that I think really believe that.
Do you ever think of varying that starting lineup based on matchups?
Yeah. No, I mean, that would be very European. it's a little different, I think, in the NBA because of the number of games. I think what you see is that variance take place throughout the course of the game more than in the lineup itself. But, I mean, ultimately, I think it's something as players understand if that's the case and they don't attach as much value to starting, it can be something that's effective. The other side of it is just having guys in routines, too, and playing against each other. The one thing that's different about Europe is, you know, it's usually, if that's a EuroLeague game, it's one game a week. So you can really practice that lineup. Because even though the lineup may make sense from a starting position, sometimes the matchups don't follow and it changes chemistry a little bit. So there's other factors to consider. But it's, you know, I think it's something we could see more and more in the NBA.
Are you excited for the season?
I am. I think all, you know, especially the players that, you know, you look forward at some point to getting out of the preseason and playing games. And I'm excited to see who we are. You know, I think we're finding ourselves with, you know, some players that have been here before and played last year. Some of them, you know, overcoming injuries. Some of them new roles. I'm interested to see how we'll adapt.
Are you better than you were last year?
At this point in the year, you know, this point in the year last year, we actually played pretty good in preseason. I don't think it was – we weren't solid, though. You know, I think we're more solid this year. We got to go on the road right away. Last year we had a bear of a schedule right away. You know, this year it's on the road. So, you know, but, you know, you're trying to make progress. I hope we're better than we were last year.
Do you think that early long road trip might help you this –
if we win? I you know, there's, we had an early long road trip when we went to Hawaii, you know, I think the camaraderie and the connectivity of the group is good. That just has to translate to how they play together on the floor.
How's the communication between the players on the floor right now?
It was better last game. I was more pleased with it. It's been something I've wanted to see more of. It's been quiet at times. And it's just something we got to keep emphasizing. Some of it's when things are new, it's hard to talk because you're not quite sure what you're talking about. And as you get, you know, more at ease and more ingrained, and your habits get better, now you're not just thinking about where to be. You know where you are, so now you can be there and kind of talk about helping other people while you're there. Make sense?
Is there a lot of changes from your offense and your defensive schemes from last year to this year?
There's some. You know, I think it's important to adapt, and you know, but fundamentally, you know, our belief in who we are and our identity is the same. You know, I think that's where our strength lies. If you know, if we had, you know, different personnel, our strengths may fit together differently. I think we do have some more balance in certain lineups, more variance, I guess. We're more adaptable to games. But
what are you going to be looking for, Trey?
Miles,
and specifically on Wednesday.
I think, you know, just that he's an instinctive player, and he plays well with other people. The one thing, you know, he knows, we keep talking about it, defending and rebound. You know, that gets you on the floor here. And, you know, if he can do those things, he'll have an opportunity to, you know, to step out there. And, you know, I think, like I said, he's a good basketball player. Just, you know, he's learning. It's the NBA. It's a higher level of physicality. And that's always an adjustment. But he's conscious of it. He's working at it.
Where is he on defense and rebounding?
You know, I don't know what the numbers say. I just think it's another level. It depends on, you know, what position he's, you know, is he playing a five? Who's he matched up against? I think he's, you know, he's not quite used to being bumped first, where he's got to be more aware and more alert. But like I said, I mean, it to ask that of a 19-year-old out of the gate in this league is asking a lot. But I think the biggest thing, I think he gets it. You know, he understands that's what he has to do and what he needs to do to help our team and get himself opportunities.